Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station. And yep, you can get that Odyssey app, and that's where you can listen to cool stuff. First of all, you get to listen to us and everything on the Rock. That's awesome.
That's
also
cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Plus, if you're loving the music, you're loving the news, the sports, the podcasts that move you, you got to get Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. The new Odyssey app is now available. Radio.com, gone. It's now all about Odyssey.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time
to Beat Mix. But it's Wednesday, so maybe there'll be a whacking instead.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
And Steve, earlier you were Mr. Wacky.
Boom.
Squeaked one by. Got
That's
the
right.
Got the big W there. But we'll have to see what happens now. We've got Chris in Puyallup to take you on. Chris, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Best known for their razors, the best a man can get is the slogan for what company?
Gillette.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 2016 movie Doctor Strange?
Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Cumberbatch.
What famous album did Madonna release in 1984?
Like a Virgin.
Yes. What kind of animal was Lil Sebastian in Parks and Rec?
Dog.
No. Cat. The Wise Little Hen marked the first appearance of what Disney character?
Say it again.
The Wise Little Hen marked the first appearance of what Disney character?
Mickey Mouse?
No.
Donald Duck.
Yes. What was Billy Joel's first top 40 hit?
Piano Man?
Yes. The sitcom Happy Days aired its first run on what network?
ABC, NBC, CBS.
ABC, yes. What superhero logo does Shaq have tattooed on his arm?
Superman.
Yes. Which movie was Pixar's first featured film?
Toy Story.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
I think Steve might get whacked today.
Oh, you think
well,
so?
Well, Steve and I are 4-4. This is a tie-breaking situation.
Whoa, dang. We've heard like and 1-1 before. And
wow. Yep, so we got to let Steve know this. Steve, you are in a situation here with Chris.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You guys are both 4-4.
Ooh.
4 wins, 4 losses.
The rubber match.
Yeah. What do they call it? The rubber match?
I don't know.
That's a weird one.
Never once thought to wonder why.
I thought maybe because the
pitch bounces back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh.
And if that's not the answer, I'm going with it.
I accept that as my reality.
Good enough guess.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Better known for their razors, the best a man can get is the slogan for what company?
Gillette?
Yes. Who played the title character in the 2016 movie Doctor Strange?
Ooh. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes. What famous album did Madonna release in 1984?
Like a Virgin?
Yes. What kind of animal was Lil Sebastian in Parks and Rec?
Monkey.
No.
A dog.
No.
A cat.
No. The Wise Little Hen marked the first appearance of what Disney character?
Mickey Mouse?
No.
Donald Duck?
Yes.
Yes.
What was Billy Joel's first top 40 hit?
A song called F Off Kid.
No.
That's a good one. Oh, crap. Piano Man.
Yes.
Nice.
The sitcom Happy Days aired its first run on what network?
ABC.
Yes. What superhero logo does Shaq have a tattooed to his arm?
Superman.
Yes. What movie was Pixar's first feature film?
Toy Story.
Yes. What is the real first name of Dee Snider?
Steve it.
No. And wow. Because of that, we get a tie.
No. It's the rubber match.
Eight.
It is.
And the it's rubber. Still rubber.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Wow. Looks like we'll have to, have to do this again sometime, Chris.
Yeah, we will have to table that to later.
Good game, my friend. Yeah.
It was a good game. Yep, Chris didn't get actually to the Dee Snider question, so that might have could have been.
Oh, Chris, you know the answer to that one then. Oh, he's gone.
All right.
Oh.
Well, he might, but too late.
Too bad.
Does anybody
we'll have another match?
Yeah, does anybody know the real first name of Dee Snider?
Yeah, it was Dorian.
Dorian?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'm like.
Daenerys.
No, Daenerys. That'd be amazing. No, it's Daniel.
Daniel.
Yes.
That's a lot easier than I expected.
Yeah.
He has the best cameo ever in Cobra Kai.
That's right. He really does.
It's an epic cameo.
He saves lives.
Yeah.
He heals
100%.
People.
Yes. He's a healer.
Does anybody know the kind of animal that little Sebastian was in Parks and Rec?
I thought Steve watched Parks and Rec.
I did. I don't know if we ever got to Sebastian.
No. It was like a miniature horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a mini horse. I don't know if I ever got to that one yet.
Well, spoiler alert, you're going to get to a mini horse some point.
Look, when they made the switch from Netflix to Peacock.
Yeah.
We lost track of what episode we were on, so I have no idea where we would even start. Like, you know what I mean? Because Netflix just picked up and you know, it would pick up where we left off. Oh, I don't even have a Funko Pop for Sebastian.
He was that important and that loved.
Yeah, I'm positive we haven't seen Sebastian.
No.
Maybe we'll just start with Sebastian and just go from there.
You would remember a tiny horse on a show, I feel.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to look forward to, or at least you can just find those episodes and start there.
He's got like Tina Turner hair.
Yeah.
Really?
He's never going to get back to that. He's watching that Keenan show that he doesn't like. He's watching shows on the DVR, like whatever, That's So Cat or I Am Cat.
That's
or,
So Cat.
I have no idea. The Maim Bialik show.
The new one everyone hates.
My name is, except Steve says it's good now.
Well, it got better he said.
Because he doesn't have anything else to watch, even though he's got Peacock, and he could be watching the rest of Parks and Rec, which is really a good sitcom.
Look, there's only so much time in the day.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
He's spending it watching trash.
Yeah, okay.
That you hate.
I'm done with
this. Well, it's just on. Like, like I said earlier, that's the show we watch so we could play on our phone and not feel bad that we're missing something. It's just there. It's wallpaper.
And I don't even know
what's happening. If you're going to do that, you might as well do it with something you don't care about watching.
20 minutes a week that we do that for.
20 minutes a week.
20 minutes. It's a little bit of a break from Mighty Mike and Masha the Bear.
Hey, anything to get away from the kids programming for even just 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Well, congrats. That's on your, tie.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Someone's polled thousands and thousands of people. And Steve, we've talked about this before. Actually, no, we haven't. I'm not doing that one. But you know what? Someday I'll talk about that story we've talked about before. But this one here is indeed one where they polled thousands of people. And they asked folks, what's the best state in America? And good news is that we are in the upper level here in Washington State. We're not in the top 10, but we are, you know, out of 50 states, we're doing pretty good.
Wyreka, California.
It's just a state.
What the heck?
I have no idea what just happened.
That was when my old van, our van broke down and we were stuck in Wyreka and spent the night at a Denny's.
Where is Wyreka? Anywhere near anything that we know?
It's, I don't know.
Northern?
It's
central?
It's more northern because we just, like, it's, I guess, close to Weed.
Okay.
It's part of that, like, you know, before you get to the cool S in California. It's one of those little cities that you get stuck driving
to. Yeah, it's super northern California, just a little bit of south of Grants Pass, Oregon. So it's right up on the border.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
And we got stuck there, and it was awful.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
So that, I was just being sarcastic.
It's a great name, Wairika, though.
I mean, yeah, I know. Wairika. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Is California even in the top 10? It is not. I am surprised California's not in the top 10.
Well, because of places like Wairika.
Yeah. Maybe because it's so expensive. I don't know what it is. I don't really know why, like what the criteria was. It just basically said that the people who were from the state tend to voted for their states. People are very loyal to their home states of all the people that were polled. So you're going to get a lot of homerism here.
Sure. I'm going to guess the best state is it's got to be Hawaii.
Yeah, you are right. So number one.
Okay.
That makes sense. I mean, even if you love your home state, you go to Hawaii. And I've been to Florida and lived in Florida, and I've even been to Jamaica and the Bahamas and like that. And I still think Hawaii kicks all that's ass.
Okay, you can go travel anywhere. I'm always going to go Hawaii.
Yeah.
It would be my wife that would make us go somewhere else because I'm just happy there. And there's multiple islands that I think are awesome for different reasons.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Steve. You get a different feel in each island. So to me, I would never get bored of that. Relatively short trip considering, you know, I mean, like 6-hour flight from here. That's not horrible.
I'm curious of the other places to see if we've been there.
Okay, so number two is going to piss you off because it pisses me off all the time because we're always number two to this state. They seem to just get us. They seem to do something first before we do.
Oh, Colorado.
There it is. Now, I don't. I mean, I guess people love the whatever, the open air, the mountains, I guess, the snow. I don't know. I just didn't like Denver.
And the longest trek to get from the airport to Denver.
It's like three years to get there.
Well, I feel like we're still in the car trying to get there.
Yeah, it is the worst location for a major city and an airport for that major city. It's like, it was at least, what, an hour? Almost 90 minutes?
It took forever. I did not like Colorado. For a while, I was saying Colorado, Denver sucked. But then I found out from multiple people, including some of my friends that lived there, and they're like, you just were in the wrong part of Denver. And I can understand that. If you're in a bad part of, like, or not, the not-so-desirable part of Washington, you could be like, oh, well, you know, this place sucks because that's all you know. So I kind of want to go back and check out the places that people have said that I should check out.
Yeah, I have gone back because the first time we went to like Casa Bonita because we saw it on South Park.
Well, of course we had to go there.
The place was horrifying. It's terrible.
That was fine dining.
Sure. I loved Casa Bonita
the buffet is more of a challenge than an actual offer at that point. All you can eat, sure, try it.
Yeah.
But going back, I think I went back like 2 years ago, and it was actually really fun, and the weather was really nice.
Okay. All right. So I know, Boulder and Colorado Springs, I know there's places. Maybe someday I'll get there.
And some people are trying to correct me, saying, are you trying to say Eureka? No, there's an actual place besides Eureka, California that's called Wairika.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the why is because why did you come here?
Yeah.
Fair.
Virginia is at number, like, is also in the top 10. I don't get it. I mean, I don't think I've been to Virginia, so maybe there's some cool stuff about it, but I don't know.
Never been to Virginia.
Yeah. No. Nevada, of course, makes sense.
Vegas rules.
Yeah. North Carolina. We've been to North Carolina.
Yep.
And it's all right.
I really like North Carolina.
Yeah, but I mean, is it better than California? No. I mean, in my opinion, but I guess
it's better than Wairika.
Yeah. Florida.
North Carolina had like a cool like nightlife to it.
It was just like that little space. We never left that kind of mall area.
Well, that mall area is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't know what the rest of it looks like, but that area was cool.
Yeah, all right. Florida depends on where you are.
Oh, Miami's absolutely fun. Miami was fantastic. Everywhere else is weird.
Orlando's pretty badass because of Disney and
there you go.
Universal Studios.
Yeah, once you get outside of that, it's
alligators and people with narrow minds.
yeah. A lot of Waffle Houses, too.
Oh, that's okay. That's always welcome.
You're selling me on it even more.
Arizona, which I did like Arizona a lot. If you don't like the heat, it's a beating. But I liked Arizona a lot. That's a cool place. I think they deserve to be in the top 10.
I agree, because when we went there for the Super Bowl, my wife and I had a great time. Nice people, and it was just an awesome vibe there.
New York?
Hell yeah. Okay. Best place ever.
No.
Says the New Yorker.
Yeah, right. Sorry. And the Massachusetts guy here will tell you New York's a pile.
I don't see anything about Massachusetts on this, does it?
Probably on the bottom.
Well, at least not in the bottom 10. I'm happy about that. I was worried. Georgia. All right. I'm sorry. Georgia does not beat Washington State. I have... I mean, look, Atlanta's a fine city, but outside of Atlanta, Georgia is a mess, if you ask me.
They got the Six Flags. That was pretty badass. Yeah. We went there. It's like the weirdest Uber ride to get there.
You have to go through like the weirdest, craziest, boarded up like neighborhoods in order to get there. It was creepy.
They just took you on the scenic route.
I kind of feel like that was the case. But also they had that great sushi place that we went to in Atlanta. So they're okay in my book for that reason.
Sake bombs! Hell yeah!
Sake bombs.
And Texas got in there before us, which, I mean, I know they got a lot of cool cities. I guess Austin's a really cool city, and Dallas-Fort Worth is definitely a big metropolitan area. That's good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of Texas, and if everyone's voting for their own, like...
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, everyone's voting for Texas.
I've only been to Dallas. I love Dallas, but I kind of want to go to Austin. I want to check that out.
San Antonio's a good town, too. It's a fun town. Look at the Riverwalk. It's a good place.
But I want to go there when they're doing whatever they want there, but I want to be able to go like when like music shows like South by Southwest and be able to enjoy things like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Washington came in at number 15.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like we're much better than Virginia and North Carolina.
Well, I think Chimicum brought us down, unfortunately.
Yeah, Chimicum's a dealer.
I just wanted to reason.
And
there you go.
Here's the thing. If you are a fan of the Southern states, you're the only one. Apparently, they were in the bottom. I mean, Alabama, Mississippi, and of course, New Jersey never gets any respect.
Come on, buddies from there. Yes. Hoboken style, baby.
Yeah. Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Kansas. I mean, man.
Well, they don't call it misery for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting that a lot of those southern east states, man, people just go, F that noise.
I moved my cousin from Washington to Georgia, and we had to drive through a lot of those states. We couldn't get out of them fast enough. They were just not fun to be in. There's nothing there, and everyone just seemed really annoyed. Maybe it was just because we were who we are. We're kind of uppity Washingtonians, if you
maybe,
will.
But I feel like it doesn't really represent our country well sometimes, the attitudes in some of those places. And it really, to me, is frustrating. It's like, come on, people. We're a good country. Stop acting like idiots.
New Jersey. I do like New Jersey. South Dakota. We've talked now for a couple of days about how great Wall Drug is. So clearly that's awesome. In Indiana, I went there once for college. I got sent there for a fraternity convention. I got wasted. So I had a great time there.
Was it South Bend?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. No, he's like, I went to South Bend once and I got wasted there as well. So
nice job. Nice effort.
The other ones I've never been to.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. We got your calls. We got your texts at 920 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let your voice be heard. But if you don't do it in the right way, Steve...
Well, you gotta show energy, BJ. That's the right way. And if you don't do that, well, you get gonged. To say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I just got a text that says, can you guys say hi to Wayne and Isaac? I'm in the car with my boss, and he's been listening for over 20 years and would love it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, hey, give it out a shout to Wayne and Isaac.
Wayne and Isaac.
Yeah.
Party on, guys. Wayne.
Party on, Isaac. Thanks for listening for 20 years, dudes.
Yeah, that's pretty damn awesome.
That's a long time in a galaxy far, far away.
Nice. Ooh, big news for us Southenders. Apparently, according to one texter, did you see that Dick's truck is coming to Sumner this weekend? It's going to be by the old cannery. Nice. That's like right by my house.
It's going to be packed, my friend.
You think?
Oh, I know. It was packed when they came over to Mercer Island and stuff. It was packed.
Yeah, I think this is the closest they've gotten to be in Puyallup, and that's not that far away. Oh, man, it's on the weekend. I got to find a reason to dip out for a few hours.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple hours, I think, on that one. Yeah, is that what they got on there in the schedule?
You got to start scalping places in line, Steve.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they don't. They come with the shakes, right, but not the fries.
I think that's it. Shakes and burgers.
Yep. Shakes and burgers. And potato chips, I believe is what they do.
Potato chips are never bad. If I can't have fries, throw me a good chip. I'll take it. Especially if it's Tim's Cascade.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, man. If I'm going hoping there's fries and like we don't have fries, we have chips. Not knowing. Now knowing at least I'm prepared mentally. I would probably say no to the chips. I'd just be so disappointed and sad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I just love fries so much. Fries and chips are not the same.
No, but what a wonderful substitution. I mean, I look at it like, I never turned down a bag of chips.
No, especially when you're expecting Dick's fries. It's like, if it was subpar fries, then all right, sure, give me the chips, whatever. But they're Dick's fries. They complement the burger so well.
I agree. Now, the Rev doesn't agree with us on that. But
The Rev and I are both in the same camp.
It's like communists.
I don't like those floppy fries, man.
I love them limp and oily.
Me too.
Yeah. With the skin on it still.
Pardon me? I love the skin on it, but it's just like when you can like wave it and it kind of just goes, blee, 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 blee.
What
I don't need
are
that.
We talking about?
French fries.
French fries.
Oh, okay, clearly. Good. I was a little confused.
I love them like that. I don't know why. I just think that they're the perfect complement to their greasy burgers.
It's listeners on the loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I did not know this. Now this gives us, because we're talking about places that we've been, and somebody says you got to go to North Carolina for one reason only. They have a golf course where a llama is your caddy.
That is interesting. I'm not a golfer, so I don't know if I wouldn't mind seeing it. That would be kind of fun. And then maybe driving around the cart and getting trashed, as long as I don't got to play.
I feel like that is the one activity, golf, where people get like so weird when you say you don't like it. I don't know if you've experienced that, but I have a lot of friends from time to time be like, hey, you should come golf, or they'll invite me to a golf thing. And I'll just be like, nope, thanks, I'm good. Like, well, why not? I'm like, I hate golf. You lost me at golf. And they're like, well, it's fun though. We could do this. And I get it. Like, you're drinking outside and all that. I just hate golf. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the competitive nature or whatever it is, but it's like athletic, competitive people, even though you don't have to be athletic to golf, or at least look like you are. Yeah, Steve, it's like a fraternity, whatever sorority, where you just, man, they are really not happy when you don't like it.
Well, good news. You can rent llama caddy for other things, not just golf. You can go on hikes and treks in different parts of North Carolina, or llama caddy is also available for events and weddings.
What does it do? Does it carry the rings? Does it bring you beer?
It looks like it will stand in pictures with your guests.
Is it scary? I was about to ask which one's the llama. I didn't realize the llama was behind the woman. I'm like, what is going on? They dress a llama up as a woman?
That's a pretty good woman costume.
No, now I see what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'll get back to you on this.
And the llama say he's okay with this. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah. I don't think that's enough for me to go to North Carolina.
Yeah,
I mean,
llamas like spit.
Yeah, don't look at him in the eye.
Yeah, I don't want...
Well, I'll do the same if you look me in the eye.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Especially if you don't give him fries.
Did you just go huck poo?
Yes, like the Iron Sheik.
weird question. Can you ride a llama?
I think so.
I mean, I could ride a donkey. I think you could ride a llama. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, there are infographs from WikiHow on how to ride a llama.
Do they want you to, though?
That's up to the llama.
Yeah.
Does any creature really want you to ride them?
No, you can tame and ride a llama in Minecraft. Interesting.
Okay, that's not a real llama. That's a virtual llama.
Yeah, it's a video game llama.
We have become the Wikipedia Internet ADD show right now. I mean, really.
Right now? I think the last 15 years we've been that.
Yeah, right.
I feel like we are over the edge on this one right here.
The texter brought up llamas, and we're still talking about llamas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that it's just, hey, you can go get play Mike. I don't want to go to North Carolina. Right. You're not going to get me to go for llamas.
All right. We're
not going to do it.
A text message that's going to involve your daughter and your son, BJ.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right. So I guess they wanted to know something based on the fact that there's a new show on Netflix, which I'm actually kind of excited to watch. It's called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me, starring Jamie Foxx. It's streaming as of right now, I believe.
Wow. So
oh, really?
They said, I was wondering what Joe and Sarah would contribute story-wise if they were writing for that show.
Oh, so there's a new show called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me, and you wonder if my kids were to write stories about, basically, about their life with me, how would I... Is that what we're getting to, that how I've been an embarrassment to my kids?
Yeah, in a nutshell, yes. I think they just came up with a more clever way to ask it, but yes, they want to know embarrassing stories about your father. Joe?
Oh, man, there's a list of these, but I would have to say it's any time BJ's trying to pull a maneuver or do something, you know, that he's trying to get a deal. So, for instance, when we were in Boston when I was a kid, BJ was trying to get us better tickets to a baseball game. So he's
Red
trying,
Sox?
Yeah, to the Red
oh,
Sox.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to hustle a hustler. Well, the thing is, my dad doesn't know that there are really bad seats at Fenway that have poles obstructing their view. So he not only trades his tickets for these worse seats, he also pays the guy an additional fee.
That guy probably was laughing on the inside the entire time.
And when we got in the stadium...
I bet you let Dad know that.
Let him know, Steve.
I can only imagine.
As the small, arrogant child I was, oh man, that's the first time I've ever heard my dad drop an F-bomb, and it was loud in public.
At you or at just the situation?
First at me, and then the situation.
Steve... Joey forgets, these weren't seats. They sell tickets just to stand at Fenway Park.
Oh, like a standing room only thing.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that's what we got.
And
the reason was it was really hot, and we were out in the bleachers, and Kathy was like, oh my God, it's really hot out here. I'm like, all right, let me see if I can get rid of these tickets and get us in the shade.
Right.
I got us in the shade with no seats. So I feel like it was almost a success.
Yeah, which is better, to be cool and standing or hot and sitting.
Oh, yeah.
Cool and standing, because yeah. I remember when we went to the White Sox game and I had to leave because, first off, the seats were too tiny for my big fat ass. And then the sun was blasting on us and I couldn't handle it. I had to leave.
Yeah, I remember that. And that's the thing, you know, I was trying to, but Joey's right. I got wrecked by that guy because I paid a lot more money for seats that were cheaper than what I sold them. It was the worst transaction I think I have ever made in my life. It was like, wait, I just paid you a ton more money and gave you better tickets and you gave me crappy tickets. I am a great negotiator.
Well, there's times like with wrestling, I'll get hooked up with like either front row or close to front row seats for WWE events, and like they'll sometimes give me extras, and I always like just giving them to friends. But like, of course, the selfish side of me wants to make sure I get the best seats. I mean, I'm not going to hand over the better seats to somebody, so I'm like, oh, these are the front row ones. I'll give my friends the third row seats. Still doing a nice thing, and they're appreciative. And then I realized the third row seats were way better than the front row ones I had, because it was the way that the Key Arena at the time was set up. The row went past, but it was like a weird direction, like the way it was set. So you were technically in the front row, but you were sitting, so you had to turn your head to watch the ring. So you were kind of like in the eighth or ninth row, really.
Oh, that's
and you had to watch,
beating.
And you had to watch with your head turned the entire time. And I'm like seeing my friends, and they're glowing. They're like, these seats are great. And I'm like,
oh geez.
Am I out of line to take those back and give them these seats? And I was like, yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, that sucks.
All right, so your daughter's in the room.
Oh yeah.
There's two that always come up to mind. One, because it still happens to this day. It's got to be every time, specifically Target, we go there with the wooden beams, and he likes to pretend that he hits it really hard with his head and then does this dramatic scene about how he's in so much pain, even though he
still does that.
He still does it.
That's why she doesn't go to Target.
I try to avoid going to Target, but any place we go, he'll hit the beams to see if he can do it in wherever we are. And then the second one is when, BJ, I don't know if you remember this, but you decided to lecture me about using condoms in front of my two friends who aren't nearly as like ratchet as I am. So they were like more kind of like, do you remember this?
I don't remember this.
Oh man, it was kind of an argument about using condoms, and you were just lecturing me and lecturing my two friends. And then I was like, you and mom don't wear condoms. And you're like, that's right, we don't, but we're old. And I was like, oh no, I didn't actually really want to know that. And my two friends were just staring at me like, is this your family? Are these the conversations you have? And I was like, yeah, sorry.
That's how we do. That's how we do in the Shea household.
Yeah, I don't think they really ever came over after that.
Well, I probably would stay away from your house too.
Hey, Steve, that was the point. Get these people out of my house.
Well. Problem solved.
And now my ratchet friends just come over instead.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well.
And they don't care.
It's true. This is basically a ratchet haven right over here.
Yeah,
tell all of them. It is Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 936 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. David in Covington, you are on The Rock.
Hola.
Yo. Hola, Dave Olo. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, yeah, you guys were talking about inappropriate stuff at the workplace earlier today, and I didn't have a chance to call in, but I work for an internet service provider, installing cable boxes and fixing internet and stuff like that. And this one time I went to this guy's house, and he wanted a TV installed in his basement, and it was basically just this really elaborate sex engine. Dildos, chains, whips, furry handcuffs, all that kind of stuff just up on the wall. It was pretty elaborate collection of stuff that he had.
Man, I...
Well, the nice thing is if they don't get good reception, you have certain things you could use as an antenna.
Oh, I thought...
Yeah, no, the kind of stuff that I see on the job, it's pretty funny.
Did he not warn you?
No warning at all whatsoever.
And I feel like you have to warn somebody. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with what that's going on, as long as everyone's consenting to it. But like, just be like, hey, heads up, we're about to go down to something a little bit unique.
Or maybe there should be like a curtain or something you can hide all of the equipment. Something that, you know, to, that way. And what did he need a TV down there for?
I guess he wanted to watch some movies or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, YouTube tutorials, BJ, clearly.
Oh, that's right.
It's hard to watch it on your phone when you have to have both hands available or both hands are shackled.
He needed a 65-inch screen.
How to tie knots.
That's a big screen. Yes. I wouldn't be.
Untie knots.
Yeah, good point.
I think he was probably watching himself. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, which is, yeah, I'm with you, Steve. You got to kind of let people know, listen, this is a little weird, you know. I even feel badly about my board game collection because it's just not something you're used to walking into when you're walking into a game store. If you have to, and I had to have somebody come in and put some wiring in my house, and I'm like, look, I have an addiction. I got a problem. You're going to see a ridiculous amount of games in this room.
There's a big difference between your board games and sex toys.
I agree. That's why I say if I feel like I should warn people, hey, look, don't judge me because, you know, because you don't see it every day.
Yeah.
You should definitely tell people about the sex dungeon.
Right.
I'm trying to think of like things that you should warn. Like, you know, I remember like I can't think of anything in our home. Granted, like that's because I don't really have any say in how it's decorated or anything. But like there are times I'm like, yeah, I play hockey because then they go into my garage. Like I've had when we've had people deliver stuff, that's like the first thing they'll say is, "You play hockey?" I'm like, no, I have like four sets of hockey equipment. You know, all these goalie pads, all these hockey sticks. Yes. Otherwise, I'm like this weird collector of something that I'm not playing.
It belongs to the guy you're stalking.
Yes, that's true. No, I just really like Martin Brodeur.
Ooh, nice.
That would be great if you just say no. Why do you ask that?
That's a stupid question.
Yeah, what if I play hockey? Why would you think that?
I love basketball, clearly.
Yeah. It's my favorite sport.
I forget, and it always either scares people or really entertains them, but I've got like the life-sized Yoda statue.
Yes.
And it stands right in front of my door. And so, like, just for the normal house door. So if people come by, like anyone trying to sell anything or just like maintenance people or whatever, it'll kind of surprise or shock or scare them because suddenly it looks like there's just a little old man just hanging behind me.
Yeah, I like that. That's actually good for solicitors, though. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I've had pizza guys back when you know they actually stopped and you just didn't do the door delivery. They stop and take a picture with it or ask to take a picture with it.
don't you know I'm a private man with my Yoda?
Yeah.
You can't take pictures with me.
You can't take a picture of my Yoda.
You can take a picture with him, but you can't post it. I don't want people knowing about him.
Yeah, right.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Someone has a question for us, wondering what going on a first date with somebody to the Mariners game on Saturday. Any ideas on what food I should get to impress her? She's not picky, nor does she have any food allergies.
Ooh.
You should definitely offer up a dingleberry.
Yes.
Don't get her the crickets. That's all. Well, go behind home plate. There's a lot of cool place behind home plate. And wouldn't you say also down in right field by there's a lot of good restaurants down there at Edgar's Joint. And
is that left field?
Is it left field or I can't remember? Well, some way, I think it is left field by the bullpens.
Yeah, by the pen. The pen's a cool spot. I don't know how cool it is right now. I don't know how distant you have to be from people.
That's
also
a good point.
That area has little Woody's.
Yes, and I think they got a good pizza joint there, too. I'm losing the name of it. Plus, you can get cocktails at Edgar's place. It's a fun place to hang out. Plus, you get to see the pitchers warm up. I think that's an impressive place to go take somebody. Sometimes they have music. I don't know if they're going to do it. Like, as you're on your way down there, well, our buddy Eric Powers, who works down the hall, used to spin. I know when I go to games, I see Eric, like, hosting a DJ party there. So
he was on the Wheels of Steel, you're saying?
Yeah. So that area just, you know, is pretty cool walking around the park and before the game. That's like the best food. Now, honestly, you already have tickets. It's too bad because the Diamond Club is the way to impress anybody if you really want to impress anybody on the first date. That's ridiculous where they feed you like a king and it's all behind the plate and you can order from your seat. And
that's way too high of expectations then, I think. I think then they think that's just how baseball is in general. I think you don't do that.
Yeah, what was that? Second day, third day? When do you go to the Diamond Club?
When your friend BJ pays for you. That's about it.
That's what it is? Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'd say like the pen area is pretty awesome. And then at some point, you should probably pay one of the guys that has the peanuts and like surprise her and have him throw a bag of nuts at her.
Oh, yeah, that's always, especially if she gets it to the face. Nothing like nuts to the face on a first date.
Right. Speaking of food. So I want to know, this is a simple but a hard question. What is the best muffin? For me, it's the lemon poppy seed. Mm. I don't think that's a hard question at all.
That's it's a pretty easy one,
yeah. Blueberry muffin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially the Costco one.
Wait, are we agreeing on this?
I was going to say the Starbucks one. I think we all just became best friends.
Yeah.
I love blueberry muffins.
Blueberry muffins are like the Cadillac of muffins.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
They're great, BJ.
Never turn down a blueberry muffin, but a lemon poppy seed is good. A chocolate chip muffin is delicious.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's a little too
hard pass on that.
I'm sorry, you kids don't understand.
And plus, it's not healthy. I'm going with the blueberry muffin.
Yeah, yeah, it's got blueberries. Right. It's antioxidants.
Super healthy.
Healthier.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, I'd like to go for the really tasty muffin, which is a cupcake. Go for those instead. Because they have icing.
So you just take your muffin and put frosting on it, and there you go.
I think that's the best tasting muffin.
I can't argue. Yeah.
But blueberry's good. I mean, if you give me a blueberry muffin, but here's the thing. If you don't have butter, get out. If you don't have butter for your muffin, I don't need to talk to you.
You butter your muffin?
Are you insane? You don't butter your muffin?
No, it's already like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's moist and fatty enough already.
What kind of muffins are you getting that you need butter? I mean,
dude,
I'm not going to say no to putting, like, cutting it open and putting some butter on, especially a warm muffin. That's not a bad idea.
How about a grilled muffin, Steve? Have you never had the tastiness of a grilled muffin that you put butter on?
Your muffin game is way above mine, man.
Oh, yeah. Kathy has got a good muffin game. She would do that for breakfast. We get those Costco muffins, you know?
Yeah.
And, she'd grill those bad boys up. Oh, man. We'd throw butter. So good.
No, I'm not opposed. I'm getting it at Starbucks and I'll have them warm it up. But the blueberry muffin at Starbucks is my favorite.
And no, but you don't put butter in it, huh?
Well, I'm driving and I don't have butter in my car.
I don't know if that was where I was always raised with butter on my muffins all my entire life. So
sounds great.
Yeah,
it does, but
yeah. Surprising. I'll take a muffin if I have to without butter, but I mean, at that point, I'll go for a cupcake.
So I said the apple strudel muffin, that's where it's at. Yeah.
That's good. That is good. There's a lot of good flavors, man.
Text wants to thank us for the date ideas. They say all these sound great, minus the nuts to the face part, LOL.
Yeah, so that was Steve's
second
idea.
Second date,
you have him throw the nuts to her face.
Some text just said, how about get her a foot-long wiener, and you both eat it from opposite edges.
Oh, yeah.
And with a kiss.
Aww. Yeah. But see, that sets bad expectations. I don't want to get anything foot-long, because she's going to be disappointed eventually. I'm just saying, it's like I'm going to stay away from anything that says foot long.
So get
or anything
a
that's
smoky.
Much more impressive than me. Little smoky soup. Yeah.
So it's the grasshoppers. You, what's that?
That's the thing. Every time we would get hot dogs, I would be like, "We're not." I mean, and I'd see her, and I'd be like, "Oh, this isn't going to go well." You know what I mean? Because there's no way she's ever going to get this experience from me ever again. You know,
dude. Anytime I've ever gotten a foot long, my first thought is just like thoughts and prayers to all those females in the adult film industry. Because when you actually
it's so true.
Because then when you actually see it, life size, a foot long hot dog, it's just like whoa.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're just like because there are performers out there in that business that you know what. They could be in the footlong hot dog industry, and you're right. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, geez.
So true.
Pour one out for my homies.
Oh, it's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. But actually, we got to talk about this dude. Oh, yeah. We got a dude that evicted his tenants for growing weed. But then he opens his own grow house. Yeah, I'll tell you all about this at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. As a 48-year-old landlord, he lives in Ireland. His name is John, and he found out that his tenants had turned their place into a marijuana grow house. So he was like, "It's like, no. We're not having that." And he evicted them for it, which, I mean, that's reasonable. Okay, 33 plants he found on the property. He burned them all and took the tenants out.
Damn.
Yeah. And then once they were gone, he decided, you know, maybe I should turn this place into my own grow house.
Oh, jeez.
And police ended up finding 23 pot plants and 9 ounces of weed that he was getting ready to sell.
I bet he kicks himself for burning their weed. He could have already had a built-in stash.
Yeah, that is so bizarre how that all worked out. He told the judge, though, he was very desperate for money. And in the end, they let him out pretty easily. They just gave him 2 years probation. And he had to forfeit the $6,000 that he'd already made from all the weed he'd grown.
I've been more impressed if you said it. Why'd you do this? I was just trying to break a Guinness Book of World Records for the quickest hypocritical move of all time.
As one hypocrite to another, that is impressive.
That's very, very impressive.
Ryan Castle, he's impressive. He's got a 12-pack. That's next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
We somehow befriended this woman who ran like a cam site page called China's Box.
Okay, then.
She was like, I think, a listener, and so she gave us access for free to the website. And we're like, okay, this is awesome. So we would all like gather around and watch like her webcam stuff, and like it was really cool until one day one of our coworkers all of a sudden is in the videos with her.
Doesn't that just kind of like ruin it for you when you know the person?
Yeah, we stopped watching. It was awkward.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.